Your mom is calling, or is it? It might be a scammer, but I can help you protect yourself. And can we make the music business more sustainable? I have an interview with Kyle Carey. This is Sci-Fi Pub Songs and Stories, number 269, and I got some great stuff to share with you. This is amazing.
When Vulcan was filled with emotions and war, to pull them from extinction there arose but one man. Sir Octoplord, emotions are bad. Suppress all your feelings and logic will stand. Some Vulcans departed, for Romulus they charted. No logic to guide them, they still did not fail. Then they started brewing a blue mixture stewing that swept the whole quadrant, it's Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor in space is like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor is quicker than Romulan ale. You Vulcans and humans, Ferengi, Bajorans, when once you have tasted, you know it's a shame that Romulan ale was banned in all quadrants. One sip and you're drunk, do you remember your name? You'll be a stargazer, it's better than phasers to open your mind when diplomacy fails. Illegal it may be, but don't let that stave thee. Just serve all those Klingons some Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor in space is like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor is quicker than Romulan ale. May hide from Federation eyes. Be thankful that they won't see you in the morn. When you grab a pretty ensign to take away your tension, she'll pull you straight to her as you fall through her door. You'll kiss her sweet lips, then stumble through the ship. She'll tell all her friends the captain she nailed. Intoxicating nectar, Klingon blood wine's no better than a big gallon jug of that Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. In space is like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor is quicker than Romulan ale.
You doctors who use it for medicinal fun, better stick to your potions and hypos and pills. It may help you forget the ex-wives you stunned, but you left with your bones and barely a will. Romulans, they noticed these effects were a bonus, an extra added way to conquer the frail. Export this blue liquor, emotions fall quicker, just spike Vulcan water with Romulan ale.
Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor in space is like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor is quicker than Romulan ale.
Welcome to Sci-Fi Pub Songs and Stories. This is the audio edition of my newsletter. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a rhythm and folk Celtic musician in Atlanta, Georgia, and I play traditional Irish and Scottish drinking songs. But I'm also a songwriter, and I write songs about Celtic culture and fuse them with pop culture, things like Lord of the Rings, Firefly, Star Wars, Star Trek, Doctor Who, and more. If you're new to the show, please subscribe. You can do that at pubsong.com, or even better, send an email to pubsong@keltfather.net. You can not only subscribe there, but you can also download all of my songs in this show. You'll get an email back with a link to download this month's songs. It's quick and easy. And let me know what you're doing while listening to this episode when you send that email, pubsong@keltfather.net. One final thing. As you probably heard in the last episode, if you listened, your job, if I mentioned CDs, your job is to shout, "You have CDs?" This is extremely important to make this a good drinking game, all right? So we got that. We've laid the groundwork here. Good. You don't necessarily have to take a drink or anything. Mostly it's just about saying, "You have CDs?" Something I do on my live shows, and it's a lot of fun. Again, go listen to show number 268, and you can hear a little bit more about that. First off, we kicked off the show with Romulan Ale. It's from my album Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. Now, currently, I am at Sherwood Forest Fair. I actually recording before Sherwood Forest Fair. Hopefully, the first weekend went great, but I got an idea for a show this week, and I had to get this out as soon as possible. Plus, I had the interview that I wanted to get out because her Kickstarter will close soon. This Thursday, there's a Dragon Con Filk Music Concert with the Brobdingnagian Bards. It is free to watch. It's at 7 p.m. Central. Go to thebards.net and you can find information about that. This weekend, I'll be at Sherwood Forest Fair. On April 20th, I'll be doing a Cat Drinking Songs concert on Bandcamp. You can get tickets over there at magerecords.com. April 21st through 23rd, I'll be at Jordan Con. April 29th, I'll be at the Lost Druid doing an Earth Day biking concert. And finally, this summer, Celtic Invasion Vacations. All right, I'm going to come back in a moment with Kyle Carey's interview. In the meantime, this is a well-dressed hobbit from Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits.
Oh, well-dressed hobbit braids his toes because it is the fashion. Oh, a well-dressed hobbit braids his toes to go down to the pub, you know. And then he puts on his best trows because it is the fashion. Oh, with his best trows and braided toes to go down to the pub, you know. Up his braces tight to make sure that his trews hang right. Braces tight, his best trows and braided toes to go down to the pub, you know. Next he fastens up his shirt with buttons sewn by Grandma Gert. His Gert shirt, braces tight, his best trows and braided toes to go down to the pub, you know. Next he tops it with a vest, which pulls real tight across his chest. Vest his shirt, braces tight, his best trows and braided toes go down to the pub, you know. And in one pocket, watch and chain, so he'll know to come home again. Watch best shirt, braces tight, his best trows and braided toes to go down to the pub, you know. In the other pocket, his pipe goes to make the smoke rings that he blows. Smoke ring pipe, watch best shirt, braces tight, his best trows and braided toes go down to the pub, you know. And with his pipe, he has long leaf, cause no tobacco leads to grief. Long leaf pipe, watch best shirt, braces tight, his best trows and braided toes that go down to the pub, you know. And overall, he wears a coat to make sure his coacher is hope. His hope coat, long leaf pipe, watch best shirt, braces tight, his best trows and braided toes that go down to the pub, you know. And last, he often adds a hat so his hair stays nice and flat. Tagged hook coat, long leaf pipe, watch best shirt, braces tight, his best trows and braided toes go down to the pub, you know. And in one hand he totes a mug, the better for his ale to glug. Mug high coat, long leaf pipe, watch best shirt, braces tight, his best trows and braided toes go down to the pub, you know. And finally, his walking stick to keep his footing on the brick. Walking stick, mug, hat, coat, long leaf pipe, watch best shirt, braces tight, his best trows and braided toes go down to the pub, you know.
Kyle Carey is making music more sustainable. So Kyle Carey plays Gaelic Americana, she calls her music. She's originally from New Hampshire and sings songs in Irish and Scots Gaelic. Her writing is inspired by Americana and Celtic folklore. She has a brand new Kickstarter that is currently running for her album, The Last Bow. And I went over to her Kickstarter because I try to support the artists who are on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. And I looked at some of her rewards. I came across something that said plantable download card, and I was like, whoa, what is this? And I wanted to dig deeper, so I contacted her and asked if she'd do a little interview, and I'm going to share that with you right now. So I am here with Kyle Carey, and you have a brand new Kickstarter that is happening right now. So what can you tell me a little bit about it, what it's all about, and what you're trying to fund?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this will be for my fourth full-length album, and it's going to be produced by a fellow named Kai Welch, who I've been a big fan of for many years. I first got acquainted with him through his work with Abigail Washburn. He did quite a bit of touring with her, and he's also worked with Sierra Hull and Molly Tuttle, and he's really, really just a wonderfully creative guy. He played the horns on my last album, The Art of Forgetting. And he has a studio down in Nashville. And yes, the plan is that if I get the funding, I've got 2 weeks left to go in the Kickstarter. And I think we're doing pretty well. We're right about at like the 50% mark. I'm going to be heading down to Nashville in the fall to do the recording. And yeah, I'm very excited about this album. It's a really kind of a deeply personal one. My songwriting kind of went in a different direction for this album. It's probably the album that's going to be the closest to my heart and the most personal one that I've ever done. And so, yeah, that's what I'm raising the funds for. And we've got about 2 weeks to go.
How does this album compare to your past ones, at least what you're imagining?
Well, I think sonically, it's going to be a little hard to say how it's going to be different. I mean, it's the first album that I'm recording in Nashville. My first album I recorded in Ireland had an Irish producer. The second one I recorded it in Scotland, and that had an Irish-American producer. Third one was recorded in Louisiana. That had an American producer. And this is going to be the first one done in Nashville. But Kai is the type of producer that, I mean, he can really just do every kind of style. So it's going to be sort of a mystery as to, I think, where sonically this album is going to go with his influence. But in terms of the subjects of the songs, it is really different. I wrote most of these songs, first of all, as we were all going through COVID, which was, I think, just a very universally traumatic time. It was a very dark time for so many of us and for the world. So a lot of isolation was going on for all of us. And then also at the same time that COVID was happening, my husband and I were trying to start a family and we had a lot of trouble. So we ended up having to do IVF. So I was writing these songs as we were struggling to conceive and I was undergoing all of these procedures. And then I did become pregnant, but then my pregnancy was really complicated and stressful. So I was also writing as I was kind of navigating this really high risk, really, really difficult pregnancy, which luckily everything ended well, but it was really, really difficult. Very up until the very last moment that my son was born. And he was born in a way that I really was not expecting. And so that was all part of it too. As I was kind of navigating all of this, I was writing these songs. And I don't think the songs themselves are dark, but I think they do sort of just reflect a lot of the difficulty that we were facing and the world was facing at the time. So it is going to be an album that's different from what I've done in the past in that regard.
Awesome. So one of the things that stuck out with me when I was looking at your Kickstarter was that you had some sustainability aspects to your Kickstarter, which is something I'm very interested in. Can you tell me about your own musical sustainability efforts in particular?
The first thing I started doing when I wanted to sort of go down that sustainability route was as I was touring, and this is just such a simple thing, but I think it does make a big difference, is that I would always try to bring a glass Tupperware and my own cutlery with me so that when I went to a restaurant or I got takeout food, which we all do as musicians on the road, I would ask them to put the food that was being taken away into the Tupperware, into the glass Tupperware. I wouldn't take any plastic cutlery from them. I would just use my own. I also had my own little like travel mug and glass that I would use for drinks. And so that was just like one really simple thing that I could do on the road to sort of reduce my waste. When I fly on tour, I always try to offset the carbon footprint of my flights. So there's a few websites that you can use where you just pay a fee to offset the carbon that you're using to fly. And it's probably not an exact science because, of course, flying does mean that you have quite a large carbon footprint. It's kind of an inevitability if you are touring. We also have family that live overseas. So my husband's mother lives in Italy and we do need to see her. So we do have to keep flying in our lives, unfortunately. But you can at least try to offset the carbon of your flight by going to one of these websites and just paying for them to do something like perhaps like fixing a stove in like Nigeria or something to make it more like carbon neutral. So that's one option. That's one thing that we've both been doing as a while, like my husband and myself as a family. We've been doing that for a while. In terms of CD printing, I always try to choose like the eco wallet option. So there's no plastic involved. It's kind of just a cardboard piece of paper that the CD nestles into, which I think could be recycled quite a bit more easily than something that involves plastic, perhaps even composted. And then with the Kickstarter, I really did want to work some of these options into my rewards because the name of the album is The Last Bough. So there's already that sort of element of The Last Bough of a Tree being part of the title track of the album. And so I thought, well, you know, this passion that we have for sustainability, I think could work really well into my Kickstarter campaign and sort of become part of the message because the album being about infertility and starting a family, I feel like those of us that have children and hopefully those of us that don't, I think understand as well that we really need to make some drastic changes to ensure a healthy planet for our future generations. When I was thinking about the rewards, I really wanted them to sort of reflect that. So as I know you noticed, Mark, like one of the first initial rewards is that you can get this plantable download card where you can download the album from the little code on the card and you can plant it and you can grow flowers. And one of the other rewards is a little mini aspen tree growing kit. So you can plant this really adorable little pot and seed and you can grow your own tree. I'm going to be writing out lyric sheets and I'm going to be using plantable pens as I write out the lyrics. And then I'm going to send along the pen as well. So you can plant the pen and watch it grow. I thought that was super cute. and then each reward is also going to be sent in a compostable mailer. So I really did try to put a lot of thought into how we could sort of make the whole process more sustainable. One thing I also did phase out with this Kickstarter campaign is I didn't offer any of my previous CDs as a reward because I really wanted the focus to, first of all, just be on this new album, but also just sort of reducing material things. And I feel like we're all kind of moving more towards digital with our CDs. And so in that regard, I thought, you know what, I really don't want to have to print up older albums to run this campaign. And so that was another choice I made to sort of just reduce the waste and the amount of things we have, as I didn't offer any of my previous CDs as in any of the reward tiers.
Can I ask you where you got those, the downloadable card, plantable pen? That download, where'd you get this from?
Yeah, so basically all of them, and you know, they're going to all be sort of like made and ordered when the campaign is successful. But basically, right. I found like all of the makers for those things. I found them on Etsy. I am a big fan of Etsy. Oh, wow. I we only use something like Amazon as a very, very last resort for obvious reasons. And so I always go to Etsy if I need something kind of special or even non-special. I always check Etsy for everything first, because they actually offset the carbon of any of the shipping of the products that they sell, which I really respect and like. And another website I really love is Uncommon Goods. They're a B Corporation. And so they also have a really good mission. They're kind of more a place to go if you need to get like a gift for someone. But I find that if I need something to be made, like a t-shirt or something like plantable pens or seed download cards, t-shirts, Etsy is where I'm going for all of those things.
Very cool. So there's someone out there who will take the downloadable, like take maybe a picture of your album or something.
Yeah.
And then create and I guess they screen print it. Maybe not even screen print. I don't know how they print that.
Right. Well, yeah, it's so I think what will end up happening is I'll probably offer the download through Bandcamp, but I'll have the code printed on the card. And then, and then they'll just go ahead, print it on the card. I'll send the card to people. They can download it and then plant the card. So that's how I think that's all going to work out.
That's a cool idea. I really like that a lot.
Oh, thank you. I was excited about that one. Yeah.
One final thing you mentioned when we were emailing back and forth was that you are being a part of the Tiny Home Project. Yeah. Can you explain what that is and maybe let others just know and sure. Why you decided to do this?
So one of the reasons why it's been quite a bit of time since my last album is, well, aside from just the whole having a baby thing, our son is 9 months old now, and going through IVF was very like labor intensive and time intensive process. And then my pregnancy just going the way it did required me to be at a lot of like doctor's appointments and things like that. And then we had a baby. So that's a lot of work too. But before all of that happened, another thing that was going on in our lives is that my husband and I were building our own tiny house on wheels. And part of why we wanted to do that was, of course, for the financial freedom. So we never really wanted to have to worry about like a mortgage or oftentimes like the repair bills that you find yourself having when you have like a normal sized home. And so one way that we figured we could hopefully kind of get around that was by living in a tiny house. And so obviously you do have to sacrifice a lot of things like space and some other just creature comforts, but we really felt like it was worth it. And we also really felt like it was worth it because we think that it's a really great way to just reduce your carbon footprint, reduce the amount of resources that you're using. And so one thing my husband, being from Italy, he often says to me is that he finds it really odd that people in America live in these houses that are so big, and oftentimes a lot of the space doesn't get utilized. So you'll walk into the average American's house and there will probably be a number of bedrooms that they or rooms or bedrooms that they just never use, or they just use them very occasionally. And we really think that we have to kind of radically rethink how we are living. And really, every space in a house should be utilized. And if it's not, you should be living in something smaller. And so that's why we chose to live in a tiny house. And we are doing it with a child, which is going to be its own challenge. But he will have his own little loft. We have our own loft. And we did build it ourselves. And as we were building it, we were also thinking about the materials that we were using and the sustainability of those materials. And so we ended up using a lot of materials from a company called 475, which specializes in passive houses and very like eco-friendly houses. They're very popular in countries like Germany, and the quality of the products are wonderful. We had to make an effort to make our walls breathable because we are living in a really small space. And so you have to think about condensation when you're living in such a little place. And so we had to use some really progressive kind of cutting edge materials into the actual building of our home in order to make it both safe and sustainable and functional. And we decided not to use spray foam because that is a petroleum-based product. So it's a heavy fossil fuel use product. And we used rock wool instead. And we decided to use milk paint to paint the walls of our home. So that's a paint that's just made from the proteins of milk. And it's breathable as well. And so, yeah, as we were kind of building our home, we were just sort of making a lot of really conscious choices about that. And a lot of the products in our home, we also have ended up buying those from Etsy. And we've bought them from people that have made them by hand instead of going for factories and things like that. And of course, these products are a bit more expensive. And I think it's important to recognize that there is a degree of privilege that comes along with being able to afford something like that. So there is that, of course, to consider. But part of the reason why we have that privilege is because we're going to be owning so few things. So the things that we actually do own, we can spend a little bit more money on, and we can get them from people that are making them by hand. And so that in and of itself feels really good for us. And we really wanted our home to kind of reflect our values in that way.
Fantastic. Yeah, I've definitely been looking into all sorts of little aspects to improve the sustainability of my own music business. And sometimes it requires reducing the amount of use that I have. And, you know, I still have hundreds of CDs, probably thousands of CDs on my shelf, which I'm slowly trying to sell off so that you know, I don't have to reprint them. If someone wants it, find a way to make it happen. But it's not a huge thing in my life as well. Absolutely. And I agree, you know, when it comes to sustainability, it is a lot about, there's so many things in our lives that we buy and don't need. So it's a challenge, but
it is. Yes.
Well, I thank you so much, Kyle, for your time. I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts about this. Again, if you want to check out our Kickstarter, where can people go to your? I know you there's a link on your website. So where's your website so that people can go straight to your Kickstarter?
I think the website is a great place to go because that will just direct you right there. So basically, just my website is kyleandcarrie.com.
We should play a song so that they can maybe get a sample of some of your music from maybe one of your past albums. For now, since you don't have anything recorded for the upcoming one, let's start with there. What would you like to play?
Well, I think I was thinking about this, and I think June Day would be a really good choice because it will give you a sense sonically of the richness of what this album will have. But also, I really love this song because there's just a lot of natural elements in it, and it's talks about the swing of the seasons, and it's inspired by the springtime in New England, which is just almost here. So I think that would be a really good choice.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kyle.
Thank you, Mark.
Check out Kyle at kyleandcarrie.com. Here's June Day.
What's mine? Sleeping through the winter, waiting for the sun to shine. Gather up the sugar buckets, to waste a drop. You're filling up my heart, spilling o'er the top. No, lay down, I wanna be the like I've done it again. Lost my head. Listen to the rush of rain till dust stains the skyline red. Giving it another minute till the stars burn bright. Like candles on the road to lead me home to you for one more night. Oh, lay down warm beneath the summer sun. Swings got me crossing all the tracks. Let the day and all its glory pass without a care. Underneath an apple tree, the air's too sweet to share. No, lay down underneath the summer sun. And air as thick as honey till the light leaves an evening comes.
That, of course, was Kyle Carey with June Day. It's from her album North Star. And again, if you want to hear more, number one, she's going to be on an episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, including a Celtic story that she shared from a past album. And also, go support the album, because as musicians, you know, you have to support the things you love. And just like this show, if you enjoy this show and you want to keep it going, you can join over 150 other Gunrunners on Patreon. Every week you get bonus podcasts, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, or stories from the road. Plus you get weekly access to my Coffee with the Celt Father video concerts and discounts on merch. You can sign up for as little as $5 per month. You can also save 15% with an annual membership. And I make music and podcasts because of your generosity. So please join the club on Patreon. Thanks to my newest patrons, Alice M., Carla A., Triskeli, and Aiden B. Okay, defending yourself from AI, deepfakes, or whatever you want to call it. One of my favorite podcasts to listen to is called Akimbo. It is by Seth Godin, a brilliant marketer and thought leader. He constantly challenges his listeners to make things better by making better things. And that truly resonates with me. I want to release my best music, release my best podcasts, and I want to do things better. And I want to make change for the better. In fact, one of my early Irish and Celtic music podcast slogans was changing the way you hear Celtic music. And that was all about improving the culture, embracing change, recognizing that our past is important, but so is our future, and we have to make a little bit of change. I know a lot of traditional musicians were not interested in being on a podcast because it was different. It wasn't radio. And that's still, to some degree, a challenge today. But that is what podcasting is all about, or can be. It's about improving the culture. And Seth Godin talks a lot about it in general. This week, though, Seth did something really interesting and intriguing and different. He asked ChatGPT to evaluate the functions, the future, and the problems of artificial intelligence, like ChatGPT. And then he recorded the responses. Well, sort of. It turned out the entire recording, except the intro of the show, that was actually Seth Godin, but the rest of it was an AI voice manipulator that sounded almost exactly like Seth Godin. In fact, there was like one moment in the recording that I thought, this is kind of dry sounding, and I thought it was just ChatGPT. Little did I know, it wasn't Seth Godin at all. He was not talking. And I thought, wow, how crazy was that? And then about an hour later, I get this text message from my mom, and she's saying that there's a new scam out there, and it involves AI. And so the scam idea is that someone calls you on the phone. It's your mom. It's your brother. It's your best friend. And they say they're in financial trouble. Can you help? So what do you do? Well, it turns out that this is, in fact, just a voice manipulator. Someone has imitated your mom, brother, best friend's voice and are now asking you for money to send to Nigeria, wherever, I was like, wow, what? I mean, number one, that's just brilliant. It's incredible that someone can do that. And listening to Seth Godin's podcast, I realized we have the technology. We are already there. And, I like to embrace new things. And this is no different. But it got me thinking, though, how do you protect yourself from this? And fortunately, a big thanks to Harry Potter, because I was reminded that, when in the last book, when they were wondering who betrayed Harry when they're leaving Privet Drive, they pull out their wands and like, well, I couldn't remember what the questions that they asked. So I asked ChatGPT to explain. So in the final books of the Harry Potter series, Remus Lupin asked Harry Potter a question to prove that he was not an imposter. The question was, what is the secret of the Marauder's map? This was a question that only the true creators of the map, Lupin, James Potter, Sirius Black, and Peter Pettigrew, would know the answer to. Harry correctly answered that the map was activated by tapping it with one's wand and saying, I solemnly swear that I am up to no good, and it would be closed by tapping it again and saying, mischief manage. This answer convinced Lupin, and Harry was indeed who he claimed to be. I love that I got to check with ChatGPT on an episode about challenges of ChatGPT. In any case, I was talking to my mom, and we realized that this is the way that you have to protect yourself from an AI scam. So, I mean, if you get a phone call, someone calls you up and they're like, hey, it's your brother. How you doing? Listen, I need some money. I am in jail. I need $100,000 bond. Can you mortgage the house? Obviously, you might be taken aback and say, oh, this is probably not a real thing. But here's the thing. Recently, I got on the phone to change a flight that I had, and I misdialed. And lo and behold, a Delta representative answered, and they immediately helped me. I didn't know I misdialed, but they immediately helped me. And we got all the way through the process, and I had even given them a credit card because everything sounded completely legit. And then they came back and they said, I'm sorry, but that it's because of the change and the amount of money, we can't, that particular credit card, it was an American Express. Because of that, it'll take some 48 hours for us to actually be able to process it. Do you have another card we could use so that we can get this done right now? And I was like, oh yeah, sure. I was about to do this when my wife says to me, hey, Mark, are you sure that that's actually them? Because the week before, she was trying to change a flight too and ran into the exact same problem and had misdialed and all of a sudden was attempting to be charged by this company. And so it was a shocker. It was an eye opener. It was like, wow, these scammers are getting really, really good. And now we have AI, which can do it even better. But if you say, okay, so now just imagine for a moment that I call you up and say, hey, can I have $30 million? I don't need to. It will make it reasonable. Hey, this is Mark Gunn. I need $500. Would you mind sending me some money through PayPal? I'd really appreciate it because I'm having a lot of problems right now. Life is rough, blah, blah, blah. Could you do that? And it sounds all legit. It sounds like me. So what do you do? Well, you don't send it there, that's for sure. You don't send it through whatever site they say. Instead, what you say is, hey, Mark, could you tell me Where did you come up with that idea of, you have CDs? And if I can't respond, well, then obviously you know that I'm I'm a fake. Because the line came from the Brobdingnagian Bards, which came from Three Pints Gone before us. Now, that said, it is now in the public record and probably something you don't want to use. But if you know me personally, then hopefully you have something a little bit more personal to ask. So if someone asks you for money, the point is that you should consider, think for a moment, try to stop for a moment and think about it so that we can try to stop these scammers, because it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And as much as I appreciate the many benefits that AI can offer us, can bring us, I also know that we do need to protect ourselves. So keep your mind open and keep thinking about the future. All right. Oh, and if you want some more thoughts on ChatGPT, Andrew McKee and I did a podcast called Jedi Mickey and Bards with ChatGPT. It was in March 2023. So go check out that episode and listen to it. It was a really good deep dive, and I think we did a great job. All right, I'm going to finish up the show. This is The Long Arm. It's from my album As Long As I'm Flying. I thought something that adds a little bit of an environmental twist into it. So check it out. Enjoy it. If you enjoy the music, please, you know, support the musician. Buy something. Of course, you can get it for free by sending an email right now to pubsong@kiltfather.net. Thank you so much for listening. Here is The Long Arm. Sláinte.
The long arm is reaching for you, wants to rest and take control. It struck down your family, now it's aiming for your soul. Grasp is filled with hate, its fingers are naught but fear. Wide knuckled, it grips you till your eyes fill with tears. We fight for freedom, freedom, for poetry and song. We fight for actors and authors, it's them artists who make us strong. Long arm took a planet, down our throats it done ran. The promise of unification, but it left us all damned. Laid waste to our landscape, while its pockets grew fat. Left us homeless and cold, now it's time we fight back. We fight for freedom, freedom, for poetry and song. We fight for painters and potters, it's them artists who make us strong. We're done running from the long arm, brown coats rise again. We'll weaken your grip and the stories that you spin. Like you're done with all of your lies that you packed in your fist. Well, you ain't seen the truth yet till you've seen us resist. We fight for freedom, freedom, for poetry and song. We fight for dancers and dreamers, it's them artists who make us strong. We fight for freedom, freedom, for poetry and song. We fight for laborers and learners, it's you who make us strong.
Thank you for listening to Sci-Fi Pub Songs and Stories. The show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen to the show wherever you find podcasts. You can also sign up to my mailing list to find out about my cats and to read the show notes for this episode and to find out where I'm performing. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor and to help feed my cats. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com. Sláinte.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.